From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield at 8:56. We have Ellen Dearden as well as Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. I appreciate being on again this morning, Kimberly. I know we're working on this final day of the fund drive towards a big goal, and we need the help of the ag audience. I'm here to make sure that that happens. If you're in the field today or you're near the machine shed getting ready to go to the field, take some time. This doesn't take long, maybe a couple of minutes, depending on how you do it, to make a donation in support of the ag programming that has come to you since the very first broadcast from WILL AM 580 in 1922. We've been here with these programs since 1985 in their form today, and we think that they are some of the best ag programming going. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Again, that's 217-BIG-WILL, or you can go online to willgive.org. In either case, tell the person you're talking to, or make sure that you put in the comments section in support of agriculture. One of the people that makes the service really great and has done so for nearly as, well, for longer maybe than I have over time is Ellen Dearden. She is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois, and now joins us. Good morning to you, Ellen. Thanks for being with us again on a Thursday.
Good morning, Todd, and good morning, Kimberly. And I've been involved with WILL as a contributor for about 35 years now. And even though things have changed at the station and the formats have changed a little bit, one thing that hasn't changed is the commitment that WILL has to agriculture for unbiased news and also good reporting. And so we thank WILL for providing that to the ag community. Right now, we see the grain futures a little bit on the mixed side. We did have a key reversal lower in the beans yesterday, and we're continuing to slip a little bit there. Bean oil's not offering any support. Corn's about unchanged. Meal's up, seeing a little bit of bull spreading. Wheat's also higher in spite of the fact that we've got some rain in the forecast for the dry wheat areas. It'll be interesting to see if those develop because they've had those kinds of forecasts before, but not much showed up. July corn futures right now are at 462.5, down a quarter. December at 482.25, unchanged. July soybeans, 1177. That's down 2.5. November beans, 1155.75, just a quarter lower. Meal futures up about $2.30 in the nearby May. Bean oil futures down about 8 in nearby May. On the Chicago wheat, where July is at 609.75, that's up 2.75. Cattle have really struggled all week long. They're continuing to struggle today. Talk that Ag Secretary Rollins will be at a port location at Douglas, Arizona on Friday, has the market nervous that that border between Mexico and the U.S. could reopen. We've got the cattle futures down $1.30 to $1.75, feeder cattle down $1.60 to $2.60, hogs down about 55 cents. Outside markets aren't offering a lot of support, though the crude oil futures on the nearby are a dollar higher. Metals lower, dollar index up for a second straight day. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.